The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, USDA reported 13% of the corn crop has been harvested versus 15% on the five-year average. 9% of the soybean crop has been harvested versus the five-year average of 12%. For winter wheat seedings, they're 36% complete versus 19% last week, 38% a year ago, and the 39% five-year average. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. The Midwest Direct hog markets today are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower. Amid reports that most plants are comfortable with their live animal inventories and bookings for later in the week. Terminals are called weak to mostly $1 lower. Top prices from $43 to $44.50. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, September 25th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 17,476. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $55 to $64.39. The weighted average was $62.27, a loss of $1.27 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.33 to $50.50, and the weighted average was $48.24. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,088. The base price range was $54.50 to $64.34. The weighted average was $61.66, a loss of $1.22 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.54 to $49.01, and the weighted average was $46.47.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, first off, conditions for harvest and a lot of the field work across the area. In fact, upper Midwest and some of the planting of the winter wheat. A little bit on the sluggish side, although there are no big rains coming in. The conditions left over from the storm system that rolled through the Midwest earlier. Late last weekend and into the early portion of this week as it moved through the east has left things a little bit on the wet side. Rain will be lighter than usual during the coming week, except in a few eastern Midwest locations where normal amounts are expected, with one to two locations receiving above average conditions, mainly Ohio, eastern Michigan, and eastern Kentucky, where we're receiving the greatest amounts of precipitation. A couple of weather systems passing through the Midwest during the second week of a two-week forecast period will generate enough rain to leave field work a little bit on the sluggish side. Again, not looking at a lot of rain from the systems, limited moisture with a northwesterly upper air pattern, but it's time of year when soybeans require absolute dryness, and the current weather pattern may not be producing the above average amounts of precipitation, but the frequency high enough that some areas will be subject to restricted field work. Across the Delta and the Southeast, harvest conditions will be mostly favorable this week. Only some scattered showers expected in the Delta into the Southeast, and the resulting rainfall from the showers will be light, allowing field work to continue at a pretty quick stretch there. Elsewhere across the country in the west, warm, dry weather favors the early autumn fieldwork. Northwestern states, especially warm conditions, increasing the need for some moisture, enough to promote the emergence and establishment of recently planted winter grains. Across the plains, the warm, dry weather promoting fieldwork and winter wheat emergence following several weeks of highly beneficial drought-easing rainfall across that portion of the country. And again, the Corn Belt, mixed picture. Fieldwork, including corn and soybean harvest and initial winter wheat planting, continues at a sluggish pace despite the mild dry weather. The conditions especially wet across southern Corn Belt from southern Missouri into the Ohio Valley. Muddy fields are a problem in many other areas of the Midwest as well. And again, the scattered showers lingering in Florida, but mild dry weather elsewhere across the south favors a return to the fieldwork, including corn, cotton, soybean, peanut, and rice harvest. Excessive soil moisture does remain a concern across portions of the interior southeast. Quickly looking at the weather outside our borders, Argentina restricted precipitation occurring through the weekend. Totally dry weather may not occur, but a few showers that do occur will not be great enough to change the crop or soil conditions. Rain will increase in both frequency and significance next week for Argentina. Most areas receiving rain at one time or another in the second week of two-week forecast. Rain amounts may not be heavy, but they should be a significant step toward easing the long-term dryness and improving the production potential for the winter and spring crops for Argentina. Brazil, rain will occur frequently in Brazil with a much larger system expected Thursday through Saturday of this week. And again, from the around October 5th through October 8th, rainfall during the two wetter periods should be widespread and sufficient amounts of moisture to bolster the soil moisture in a significant manner. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 473 up 2, last trade up 1.5, March 482.5 up 0.5, last trade up 3/4. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 414 up 0.25, last trade up 2.25, March 432.75 up 3/4, last trade up 1.75, July 443 down 1, last trade up 1.5. December corn opened at 254.5, down 0.25, last trade up 1.25, March 268 down 0.25, last trade up 1.75, May 275.75 unchanged, last trade up 0.25, July 282.5 down 3/4, last trade up 1.75, red line December 297 down 0.5, last trade up 1.25. November beans opened at 544.5, down 0.5, last trade up 4.75. January 588.5, down 0.25, last trade up 4.5. Take it out to the next July contract, 588.5, up 0.25, last trade up 2.5. October soybean meal opened at 162.70, up 30, last trade up 120. October soybean oil opened at 23.85, up 3, last trade up 3. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Hello, Pete. Are you there?
I'm here.
There he is. USDA's numbers from yesterday afternoon for the corn crop harvesting shows that both Illinois and Indiana are behind their five-year averages. Is this enough to get traders interested in higher prices for the opening?
I think that helps a little bit, less grain available to the end users, and they have to bid it up a little. I think eventually that'll push it down when we get everybody in the harvest mode. But here in a lot of areas of Illinois, we still have high-moisture corn, and people just aren't going to harvest it while it's high-moisture.
So the opening call for corn today?
Half to 1.5 higher.
What about over in the soybeans, where we saw a run toward the contract low yesterday?
Yeah, we did see that run, and it couldn't make it, so I think we'll get a bounce off of it like we did yesterday, try it a little higher, and then we'll run it again and try it. I think it'll take three or four attempts. We're starting to get a few. I just talked to a guy in Macon County. They're harvesting beans in their area at 13.5%. A few. I think once we get, beans are going to all be ready at the same time, early, late, and middles. And I think that'll really put some harvest pressure on them in the next 10 days.
So you don't feel as though the export demand in the soybeans will help prop up this market maybe to the 5.25 area, especially when China seems to be buying in it with both hands lately?
I think once we get into the main harvest, that no, it won't be enough to keep it from harvest pressure. I think it'll support it as soon as we're halfway done or, you know, done. I think then we'll bounce right back up again. But I think harvest pressure is going to push on it. I think USDA next month could easily have another 50, 60 million higher yield. Yields I've been hearing are better than expected. The beans look really good.
Over in the wheat market, what are you expecting? Yesterday we finished right about at the 20-day moving average.
I think it's going to be a follower of corn until we get halfway corn harvested, and then I think maybe it'll finally take off on its own. Worldwide, the southern hemisphere's got bad crop or the projections of bad crop. I think eventually that'll help our corn crop through midwinter. But again, we've got a lot more acres to be planted here, supposedly, and that could hurt us for the July crop.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.